Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of Sound Heart Radio. We live in very interesting times. In fact, I recently read where believers are enjoined to deny their values in order to get with the program of the deniers of man. So it is obvious that there has been a concerted effort to destroy the family in Western culture. We see what has happened, obviously, in the Black community and how this community, particularly, has been decimated. And we see that the politicians have put in place political organizations such as Planned Parenthood in order to keep populations from growing. Now, this, of course, is a very important organization to politicians because it serves their plans. Negative population growth in the indigenous and the intrinsic community of this country for their ends. And there have been concerted efforts to destroy the values of families by first tearing away fathers from the home, distracting fathers, removing them from the picture, as it were. very powerful forces behind the scenes in order to tear men away from their appropriate places in the home. Because these powers understand the place of male and female family. They have celebrated and distorted the images of male in the family structure media. And so this is why it is very important to consider what the Word of God has to do and the role of the wife and the home and why children are very important too. So this unit, which makes society stable, that is the family, is under attack by the enemy. And so I'm going to be reading from Exodus chapter 20. In Exodus chapter 20, we have what is popularly called the Ten Commandments or the Ten Words. The Ten Commandments are called apodictic law. Apodictic law means law stated in the imperative or law for which there is no recourse. So, four of the Ten Commandments have to do with man's relationship with God, and six of the Ten Commandments have to do with man's relationship to man, or how society must be structured. And so, the Ten Commandments. So therefore, it is very important to understand what is being said in the Ten Commandments. I'm going to pay particular attention to Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, which reads, honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. And so, this simple text that contains a compound subject, father and mother, and with a purpose clause, so that you may live on the land the Lord your God is giving. The first word, honor, is an imperative verb in the Hebrew text. And so, this verb means, honor means to take seriously one's father and mother. Now, there are beautiful Hebrew pictograms which speak the significance of the father and the mother. The Hebrew pictograms for the father is that of an ox head or a bull, and the floor plan of a tent. And so these two pictures represent the father as a powerful leader or one of authority who gives strength to the family. That is the role of the father. And the pictograms for the wife or the mother, that of an ox or a bull, which again represents strength, authority, and leadership. And the second pictogram is that of a warrior. And so the mother is represented as the one who binds the family together. And so we have this wonderful unity of purpose with father and mother. So the father, once again, is the one who gives strength to the family, and the mother is the one that binds the family together. And so what a wonderful and powerful vision of this great union. And notice that right after Moses talks about the worship of God, and who God is within society and the heart of his people, he brings up his second most important relationship, that is relationship of father and mother. Honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land for your God is giving you. So herein we have the basis of a stable society, a home in which there is a father, that is, one who gives strength to the family, and one in which there is a mother, the one that binds the family together. In the Genesis document, that is the first book of the Bible, we have this very powerful picture of the relationship between Adam and his wife. And so in Genesis chapter 2, we note that in verse 20, so the man gave names to all the livestock, the birds of the air, and all the beasts of the field, but for the Adam, no suitable helper found. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into the sea. And while he was sleeping, one of the man's ribs, the Hebrew text does not use the term rib. It bespeaks the fish's animal. It does not use the term rib. And close the place close Ephesus to such. The Lord God made a woman from Napoli, but she sampled he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. So we see the word helper here means to surround. To surround the heart. And so it is the woman's role given in Scripture. So she is the one who surrounds his heart, who intends his heart. She is his closest, the man has his closest relationship with his wife in the world. So God built her from a tissue sample that he had taken from the man, and these two stood for they become one flesh. And for some fire reason, the man and his wife were both naked and they felt no shame. So there will be that transparency in their relationship. Nakedness speaks transparency. So this is a very powerful relationship that the enemy has sought to undermine the relationship between Adam and Isha. The relationship between Ish, man, and Isha, his wife. In the Genesis document, both male and female are called Adam. We have, and so this is important to note too, the stability of the human family rests on this relationship between Ish and Isham, father and mother. Exodus chapter 20. And of course, we looked at in Exodus that talks about the very important relationship. Honor your father and your mother. So, this is divine viewpoint thinking. Exodus. My version, Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. This is divine viewpoint thinking. And those who build their lives, their mirror relationships on the Word of God, are very successful in life. Those who observe, those who hear the Word of God, that is, who hear the view to obeying the Word of God, are wonderfully blessed. Powerful by God because they hear His word. A view to obey His word and living the truth. And so, persons who grow up within a family that loves the Lord, that serves God for real, that does not really live just limited talk about God, but lives for God. The children are blessed. There is this wonderful intergenerational stability that occurs, and this is what the enemy does not want. He does not want this continuity. He does not want this intergenerational continuity to continue. And so the family is therefore attacked. Please understand that it is important that follow what God's word has to say to us, and that we do the word of God. It is a wonderful privilege to follow God and to do His word and to practice His will for our lives. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a wonderful day.